we're going to shift gears in a major way right now. And in the next two pieces, I will share a prayer for peace, followed by Hitragu'ut, tranquility, in which we present an idyllic vision of peace, calm, relaxation, and tranquility. Sievert up to the Bima. I would also like to take a moment to thank all who participated in sponsoring the concert this evening and giving sponsorships to support music at DNV. And you can find the names of all of our very generous sponsors on the back of your programs. As many of you know, our phenomenal concert chairs, yes, you can give them an applause. They offered many giving opportunities at different levels, and at this time we give a special thanks, a special shout out to our patrons, Todd Ensign and Francine Smilin, and to Adam and Romy Paley. And as you may have read in the list of the different sponsorships, one of the benefits of this level of sponsorship is the opportunity to sing with the choir, should one choose to do so. It happens that Francine already sings in the choir, so we're all set on that count. And Ronit and Adam Paley have designated a member of their family to represent them tonight. Seagal Paley, where are you? There she is. So Seagal's joining us. Seagal is an alumna of the Junior Singers, who went on to be in the Heschel Harmonizers now. And we are delighted to have her debut with the adult choir tonight. So great to have you with us, Seagal. We continue now with Yom Zeh Yisrael.
Shabbat minu.
Just want to say a special thanks again to our concert co-chairs, to Dr. Hugh Pollock and Terry Gamula, to Claire. Yes. We can never applaud them too much. We thank all of our volunteers so very much. To our honorary concert chairs, Claire Zuckerman and Florence Friedman. I also want to say a thank you to Amy Erlanger. Actually, I think she may have had to head out, but she was an assistant to the junior singers for many of our rehearsals, so thank you to Amy in absentia. To our concert co-chairs, Cindy Moss, Margot Hodes, Jackie Berkowitz, Cynthia Weber, Ben Pollock, David Pastilnik, Jocelyn Soffer, Eva Stern, Ellen Tabor, Michael Postman, Bob Brown, and Jackie Chan Brown. And to everyone who volunteered and to all of you for coming out tonight, we thank you so much. You can applaud yourselves. And an extra special thanks to our adult TMB adult choir right here in front of us. And to our junior singers over here on the side. Let's hear it for all of them. And we conclude our program the way we began it, that the adult choir began it when they came up singing Kol HaNeshama. So I mentioned earlier that we have the same text, very different setting, and here we are. We hope you enjoy it.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Preserving and fostering a love of Yiddish music. founded in 1922 as the, I don't know, let's see if I say this right, as the Freiheit Gesangverein, kind of, sort of. The JPPC began as a musical expression of the Jewish labor movement. It is the longest regularly performing Yiddish chorus in North America, and it currently has 40 members. 22 of them were able to join us tonight, and we're so delighted. And to just say a couple words about Binyamin, I mean, we know him as a T&V member, but he has all of these amazing features. He's a wonderful musician, a terrific, thank you, I'm sorry, mind blank. But Binyamin Schechter, I'll read it, is an award-winning composer of musicals and other songs which have been performed on 5 continents. And when I think of their family, it always amazes me that Binyamin and his sisters all speak only Yiddish with their children, giving his parents 16 fluent Yiddish-speaking grandchildren. So that's quite amazing. Binyamin, we are really thrilled and delighted to welcome you and to welcome the Jewish People's Philharmonic Chorus this evening. Let's give a warm round of applause.
We're going to be starting with the Hanukkah song, and believe it or not, the Hanukkah song you haven't yet heard tonight. You've heard lots of Hanukkah songs. This one was originally written as a poem by Avraham Reisen 100 years ago. The poem was called Hanukkah. And then when Salomon Dala wrote music to it about a decade later, he changed the name of the song to Boruch Atah, which are the first 2 words in the song. So somebody actually just this past week asked me, why Boruch Atah and why not Boruch Atah? And I explained to him that Boruch Atah is the traditional Sephardic pronunciation. And that as far as I know, there weren't many Sephardim writing Yiddish songs. But the Ashkenazim were in Eastern Europe. And they pronounced it different ways depending on where they came from and depending on what the context was. You could have heard Boruch Ato or Boruch Ate, Boruch Ate or Burich Atu. And all of them are right. In this particular context, Reisen rhymes Ate with Tate, which means father. So that's why we sing Boruch Ate. This song is from a child's perspective. And he's saying, my father lights the candles and says Boruch Ate. And the lights light up his eyes and relax him. And it feels like there's still something to this tradition. Are these old sounds long forgotten? No, they still resound today. So keep singing Boruch Ata, Father, and I will always be your child.
Oh, no.
Okay, about 20, 25. She knows it from me. Maybe some of you know it from elsewhere. How many of you think that you probably don't know more than 10 Yiddish songs altogether? Please raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Most of you. I promise that most of you know this next song. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's about someone who is in cold weather and is longing for warmer climes. It is a song that, I mean, Yiddish songs for most of us were sung to us by Kibbutz and Yiddish. But this song was sung and written by the Imams and the Tavis.
Amen.
Our faith in God and in each other. May you lay me at the top.